I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room. Novak Djokovic of Serbia has been among the elite men's tennis players for years. But a painful elbow injury last year and subsequent surgery has left the former world number one in a new place in his career.
I was very fortunate throughout my career to go in a kind of an upward direction always with my results and with my success. And, you know, ever since I got to top 10, I didn't, you know, for a decade, I didn't go out from top 10, you know, so I mean, that's something I'm very, you know, proud about and of course grateful for, but at the same time it had to happen, you know, and these are the circumstances that I'm facing at the moment, and I'm trying to get the best out of them.
Djokovic drew a difficult first round opponent at the Madrid Masters in Spain as he faced friend and longtime on-court rival Kei Nishikori of Japan. Djokovic survived 7-5, 6-4.
I'm glad that match went my way, but it could have gone his way as well. It was very few points that really decided a winner today. You know, I managed to play play the right shots and in the important moments, and both first and second set I made breaks, you know, to win both sets at the really final stages of both sets. So, you know, it was exactly what I needed for my confidence and for my game.
Kei Nishikori had high hopes to do well in Madrid after reaching the final at Monte Carlo last week, where he lost to Spanish great Rafael Nadal. But Nishikori also has injury issues of his own.
My wrist is not 100% yet, but, you know, close to, you know, playing enough tennis. So I think I need a couple more weeks to get used to playing on clay. Has more damage, you know, to my wrist, you know, playing more spin. You know, I like to play on clay. It's very fun.
A meeting between two top players in the first round is not uncommon, but a bit unusual. Still, it helped Djokovic on his road to recovery.
Kei is a great quality player. We both haven't had too many of these kind of matches in the last 12 months. He played well in Monte Carlo, played finals there. And me, I was, you know, looking forward to have this kind of matches and looking to try to win this kind of matches. So that's why it was a really perfect scenario to start off the tournament, where I always felt like I had lots of success and played well and felt well. So it's great. You know, I couldn't ask for a better start.
And he has developed a positive view of this chapter in his great tennis career.
That's life. You know, life is there to test us, to, you know, allow us to understand that we can get the best out of all situations, to grow and to be the best versions of ourselves, and that's how I approach it. That's how I see it. It's not easy. I mean, at times, you know, you start to question, because I mean, you know, I achieved a lot in this sport, and then, you know, when you have to kind of start over again and start finding inspirations and ways and stuff like this to keep on going, and it's tricky because mind plays games with you, and you know, so you have to kind of dig deep, but that's what we are supposed to do if we want to get to a better place always, you know, as people and as professional athletes. So it's a beautiful process.
The new Golf Sixes format is in its second year, and the Irish team of Paul Dunne and Gavin Moynihan emerged the winners at the Centurion Club in St. Albans, England. Paul Dunne was happy with their dominant play.
Apart from the group match against France, I think we were 3-under or better in every match for six holes, so we just played really solid all week.
It was a great time for Gavin Moynihan.
We had fun. Honestly, it was the best fun I've had on a golf course since I turned pro, so it was honestly a great few days.
Paul Dunne says it was a bit of a scramble in the final match with the French team of Mike Lorenzo Vera and Romain Wattle.
Getting a ball in play off the tee is one thing, but hitting a second shot in a par 5 to 10 feet after the opponents have hit a rough one a little out to the right, we didn't know where it was at the time. You know, that's key, especially when we're one hole up. You know, we had the thing all week that we want to get off to a quick start and then not let anyone back into it. So just keep the foot down, because it's only six holes, anything can happen.
Despite the runner-up finish, Wattle enjoyed the limited holes format.
Congratulations to Ireland. We beat them earlier yesterday, but today that was their match. Well, that was really fun to play with Mike. Thank you, Mike.
Yes,
and we really enjoy.
The format is extremely crowd-friendly, and spectators are allowed to watch directly behind players on the course, which surprised Lorenzo Vera at one point.
I was just walking to the green, I turned, and I was like, whoa, that's much more people than I thought. So no, that's nice to have, you know, the people next to you, and then really not thinking about asking for silence or whatever. You just have to focus. Anything can happen, so oh, that's really cool.
Golf Sixes is fast-paced, and even with just six holes per match, Wattle was tired.
I feel that I played two tournaments, to be honest. Yesterday there was one, and today there was another one. That was really fun to play different format. Obviously more fun, friendly. That was really cool.
And playing for your nation, as Paul Dunn points out, can add a higher level of determination to win.
It's a fun event, but as I said before, when you have the tricolour beside your name, it becomes a little bit more serious. So we're happy to represent Ireland well, have a nice trophy under the belt.
And of course, a celebration at the end.
Yeah, we've had a few pints,
I think. Few days.
And our flight's in 2 hours, so we're not making that. So we'll book a new one for tomorrow. We'll probably hang over.
Keith Pelley is the CEO of the European Golf Tour, and he's thrilled to bring golf to a new generation of players through Golf Sixes.
I think Golf Sixes is the global format that can grow the game.
Pelley thinks the shorter format, compared to traditional golf, is the key to building interest among very young players.
It is a different form of golf. We play in less than an hour, just under an hour, six holes. That's something that the youth can get excited about, and that's why we're so excited about this partnership with England Golf.
He and Nick Pink, chief executive of England Golf, have partnered to spread the Golf Sixes format to more than 1,900 clubs across England.
I think it's about the fact it looks different, the music. I mean, I played in the Pro-Am yesterday, and you've got music on every tee shot. One of the Swedish pros was just about to hit, and I'm a Gummy Bear comes over the screen. That doesn't happen very often, and it just connects people in a different way, and it tells a different story about the sport, and I think that's really, really important. And the branding, the colour, the boldness of it all, this is where golf should be, but we also got to respect where golf is currently too, so you've got to get the balance right between both, and I think you can.
The hope is to gain an international foothold for the new format. Spaniard Alvaro Quiroz is happy to be in Sicily, where he won the Rocco Forte Sicilian Open last year to secure playing privileges on the European Tour.
Well, obviously it was a very important moment in my career. Without having the European Tour card in my pocket, I mean, recovering it after a victory here was a very great achievement.
For Quiroz and the rest of the field, the surroundings couldn't be better.
It's a paradise in the middle, you know, of Sicily. It's a lovely place. You know, we have lovely restaurants. The golf course is a very nice one too. This year especially is in a great shape. The weather, as you can see, you know, sunny, a little bit of breeze, no complaints.
And Quiroz comes into the tournament looking forward to finishing well again.
I have to say that I'm very happy with my game right now. I'm not going to say that I'm hitting the greatest that I can do, but I'm hitting good enough. The putting is okay too, so there is not a reason to think of not performing properly here.
The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.